Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 23rd, 2022, through Friday, May 27th, 2022. Monday, May 23rd, 2022, former IRS CI Cyber Crimes Agent, finalist for Service to America Medal. Chris Janzeski, a former Cyber Crimes Unit Special Agent, was selected as a finalist for the 2022 Samuel J. Hyman Service to America Medal. As an IRSCI CCU agent, he was part of an interagency investigative team working with agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Homeland Security Investigations that were selected for more than 400 impressive nominations this year. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Former FEMA employee pleads guilty to aiding in the preparation of false tax returns. Shanta Johnson, a former Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA employee, pleaded guilty to aiding in the preparation of false tax returns. According to her guilty plea, from January 2013 through at least April 2016, while employed at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Shanta Johnson prepared and filed false tax returns with the Internal Revenue Service on behalf of her taxpayer clients. As detailed in court documents, Johnson prepared at least some of these returns while at work at FEMA. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Former federal agent found guilty of participating in bribery scheme that brought him approximately $100,000 in ill-gotten gains. Felix Cisneros, Jr., a former special agent with Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, was found guilty of 30 felonies, one count of conspiracy to commit bribery of a public official, one count of bribery, 26 counts of money laundering, and two counts of subscribing to a false tax return. According to evidence presented at his five-day trial, over an 18-month period that started in September 2015, Cisneros accepted cash, checks, private jet travel, luxury hotel stays, meals, and other items of value from a person identified in court documents as Individual 1 who was associated with a criminal organization. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, May 26, 2022. CEO of Mining Capital Coin indicted in $62 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. Louis Capusa, Jr., CEO of Mining Capital Coin, MCC, was charged for allegedly orchestrating a $62 million global investment fraud scheme. According to the indictment, Louis Capusa, Jr., 44, of Port St. Lucie, Florida, the CEO and founder of MCC, misled investors about MCC's cryptocurrency mining and investment program under which investors could invest in MCC to purchase mining packages. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, May 27, 2022. Chemist sentenced for stealing trade secrets, economic espionage, and wire fraud. Zhairong Yu, a.k.a. Shannon Yu, 59, was convicted of conspiracy to commit trade secret theft, conspiracy to commit economic espionage, possession of stolen trade secrets, economic espionage, and wire fraud. Yu was sentenced to 14 years in prison, ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release, and pay a $200,000 fine. According to Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division, as the evidence at trial showed, the defendant stole valuable trade secrets and intended to use them to benefit not only a foreign company, but also the government of China. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us For more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.